The December 9th release of an executive summary of the Senate Intelligence Committee's torture report set off a debate across the country on both the legality and morality of President Bush's authorization to use abusive interrogation methods on post-9/11 U.S.-held detainees. The report provides a detailed account of the CIA's detention and interrogation program using the agency's own documents. Among the most disturbing findings were the CIA used previously unreported torture techniques, including rectal feeding of detainees. CIA officers threatened the lives of detainees' children. The agency misled members of Congress and the White House about the failure of torture techniques to produce actionable intelligence on terrorist threats. At least 26 detainees were wrongfully held and did not meet the government's standard for detention. The CIA leaked classified information to journalists, exaggerating the success of interrogation methods in an effort to gain public support. And the agency hired and paid $80 million to inexperienced contractors who helped develop and operate the torture program. Former Bush administration officials, Republican legislators, and conservative pundits defended the torture program, with former Vice President Dick Cheney stating in interviews that he'd authorized the so-called enhanced interrogation program again in a minute. A Washington Post ABC News poll published on December 16th found that by an almost 2-to-1 margin, Americans supported the CIA's brutal methods, even as about half agreed that the treatment amounted to torture. Your reporter spoke with Michael Ratner, President Emeritus of the Center for Constitutional Rights and co-counsel in European legal cases, attempting to hold former President George W. Bush and other former U.S. officials accountable for violations of international law. Here he discusses the most important revelations in the Senate torture report and the urgent need for accountability and prosecution of Bush White House and CIA officials who ordered and carried out the torture of U.S.-held detainees.
This is actually a branch of our government saying that the United States, under George Bush, for a number of years, engaged in the most brutal kind of torture imaginable, really brutal. And so what that says is here's an official, really, branch of government saying that, and what it means for my work and the center's work as to how we're going to hold people accountable is very important. First, it says to the people in this country, maybe we want to look at this accountability question again. Maybe we don't just want to look forward, as President Obama has said, but we want to not only investigate and try the torturers, but to make sure this doesn't happen again by prosecuting them. And then for our cases in Europe, sadly, this brutality is a huge deal in favor of making Europe a very, very uncomfortable place for the scores, if not hundreds, of people in our government who are involved in this torture program. That includes Bush, Cheney, you, top officials. It includes CIA people. And the cases that we filed, most of which we went down to defeat in from 2004 until today, we can refile, we can look at them again. We still have one going on in Spain that will be reopened. The cries in Europe about this are incredible. I mean, now Europe's no pure soul here. You know, they allowed CIA rendition flights to land. They cooperated in ways they shouldn't have. But they do have a rule of law system that on some level is working better than ours. And certainly on this issue of brutal torture, I think we have a good shot at that. So what really to me is critical about it is that this is a branch of government saying you, CIA, engaged in torture. And that's one of the reasons I think the CIA fought so hard to hold it up. Look, at if the ACLU or the Center for Constitutional Rights or Human Rights Watch comes out with a report, we tortured, that's important, but it's nothing like the Senate Intelligence Committee and someone like Senator Feinstein, who is, like you could say, you know, basically was joined at the hip to the intelligence agencies before this occurred.
Michael Ratner, explain to our audience what the obligations of the United States are under the international treaties we've signed many years ago as it regards torture, and especially torture that can be confirmed was committed by U.S. personnel and authorized by U.S. officials.
Yes, the obligation is very clear. It's been stated repeatedly, certainly by my office and others. It's that when there's a torturer on your land, in your territory, the country, the state, has an obligation to investigate, and if there's evidence, prosecute that person for torture. That's an ironclad obligation. There's no escaping from it. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a high official, a middle official, or a lower official. It's a 100% obligation. And if you're not going to do it, if your country isn't going to do it, if the United States isn't going to do it, then other countries have the right to do it themselves. Because torture is considered a universal crime, an international crime. And the analogy that maybe will help here is think about how pirates were looked at 200 years ago. Pirates could be brought to justice anywhere in the world. So when the U.S. doesn't fulfill its obligation, then it's the obligation of other countries to go forward with those prosecutions. This Senate report puts really places like my office, the European Center I work with in Berlin, other places around the world, an incredible position for prosecuting U.S. torturers.
Michael, I wanted to ask you about President Obama. As you said before, when President Obama took office back in 2009, he said he wanted to look forward and not back, and therefore prosecution or accountability for those in the Bush administration who authorized this torture was effectively off the table. Now, apart from the possibility that there might be effective prosecution abroad, outside the borders of the United States, what is the danger, in your view, if there really is, at the end of the day, no accountability, no punishment, no consequences of any kind for people who, in the name of the United States government, tortured and killed people?
You know, we're already seeing the consequences today. Because now, you know, people are arguing, was it effective or was it not effective, rather than just it's straight illegal. And so we're seeing torture being treated as a political football. You know, Dick Cheney is saying, I would do it again. I'd do it again, and said in a minute, basically admitting that he's a torturer. So the consequences already, to see it as a political decision and political football rather than as simply a straight international crime. And that means once it becomes a political argument, then what happens the next time there's, whether it's another attack on the United States or, you know, some conspiracy they want to find out about, and they say, well, maybe it'll work this time, maybe it won't, but we got to try it. It becomes then an option to try as a policy matter. On the other hand, if you prosecute torturers, if you had prosecuted the CIA people, and I want to say as an aside here, not such a small aside, is that this report is only about what the CIA did in black sites, 120-some people. It's not what the military did in Abu Ghraib. It's not what they've done in military prisons. It's not what Rumsfeld did in Guantanamo. So we're only looking at a speck of the torture. Yes, it's some of the most horrendous, perhaps, but it's a speck. So in any case, the consequences are so serious because it means that, again, the next time something happens, the next time you get a Dick Cheney in there as vice president, and they think, well, we got to get to the answer, we got to get to the bottom of whatever, some conspiracy, we may need to torture again, and there's no consequences that tell them they shouldn't. There's only an argument of how to make it more effective so we get the information we want.
That was Michael Ratner, president emeritus of the Center for Constitutional Rights and co-counsel in European legal cases, attempting to hold former President George W. Bush and other former U.S. officials accountable for violations of international law. Find more critical examination of the U.S. torture program by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.